out there in podcast land, and welcome back to Spoilers, your weekly movie review podcast, where your hosts have lots of opinions but zero credentials. I am your host, Hollywood, joined by my three co-hosts.
Maestro!
I'm Adam, oh my god!
Yeah, boy!
And today we are watching Mean Girls.
Oh no!
That's so mean. I hate you all.
It was requested by my coworker.
In the mirror.
Mary Fan. Love you, Mary! This was requested by her. Funny story before I jump into it.
All right.
Yeah. On why this movie was picked.
Well, okay. It's a story. We'll decide if it's funny.
Okay. Yeah. Right. let me jump into it.
All right.
So, the girl I work with, she's a really pretty girl.
Okay.
And the department, when I first transferred in there, there was four other pretty girls. And I used to call them the plastics. I used to make a joke that they were the mean girls because they would all sit at the same table in the lunchroom.
All right.
And they all looked like they were talking shit about everybody, but they weren't. They were all really sweet.
Okay.
So I made a joke saying, oh, you guys are like the mean girls. I'm like, oh my God. So
what? They took it as a compliment?
Yeah. So four of them left the company and they still meet up every once in a while. And Mary, the one who's requesting this movie for us to do right now, she said, the plastics are reuniting. I'm like, cool.
Wow.
Like they're really like into it.
They're embracing it.
They're embracing it. So that's the story behind why Mean Girls is the movie picked today.
Okay. Which one gets to be a Jennifer Lohan and get like all messed up on drugs?
Who's that?
Jennifer Lohan?
Oh. Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan, my bad. You can tell I don't really follow. So,
all right. Yeah. Okay. So this movie came out in 2004. It was directed by Mark Waters and it stars Jennifer Lohan, a.k.a. Lindsay Lohan,
right?
Rachel McAdams, Tina Fey, Lacey Chabert, Amanda Seyfried, and a bunch of other sort of funny
people,
teenagers.
The ladies' man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tim Meadows.
The athlete?
He was in it.
Yeah.
So, Adam, quick synopsis. What is Mean Girls all about?
Mean Girls is a typical high school movie, and that is all.
Typical. No,
it's about this girl, Lindsay Lohan. She's moving in from Africa somehow.
Does she play Lindsay Lohan?
She plays somebody else.
Katie.
Caddy.
Ah.
Depending on how you pronounce it. She has a D in her name. Caddy. But anyway, she moves in from South Africa. She was homeschooled her entire life up until this point where she enters the high school world. Introduced into a high school world of some kind that is not what I'm used to, but it is a high school world nonetheless. Where there are these three girls that make up the plastics that are the runners of the school in some way. They're the epitome of popularity. Yes.
What everybody wants to be.
Exactly. And she
or
gets
in.
Right.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh. That's true.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
So she goes to the school. She gets indoctrinated in. First, she makes friends with what are kind of like the outcasts. And then she gets kind of brought in by the mean girls because she is attractive. Now, there is a feud between the Mean Girls and one of her newfound friends that goes back to junior high or elementary school, and they discover a plot to then overthrow the Mean Girls. So she becomes a spy, in a way. She becomes a spy into the Mean
insider.
Girls. Right, exactly. To try to bring them down from the inside. Things go crazy, they go out of hand, and then everybody learns a lesson and walks away smiling.
Done. Goodbye.
Right.
Talk to you guys
later.
That's
the show.
Yep. Yeah, pretty much. Right. I mean, the only thing about it is they're showing... When the beginning of the movie, the main character, Lindsay Lohan, shows how everyone in society relates to how she saw South Africa was with, like,
yes.
The watering hole, how they acted like animals itself.
That was the scene at the mall.
Yes.
Where they were on the fountain.
Exactly.
Yeah. And there's also a scene when she first got there, too, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same kind of concept.
Exactly.
Yeah, like
and
sure.
She relates that through the movie. And how things aren't exactly any different from where she really was originally.
Right. Now, the very beginning part was actually my turn-off point.
Which, oh, my God.
The very beginning.
Oh, my God.
As soon as she walks onto campus and you see all the clicks and all the things happening, it was so exaggerated that, and maybe this is how high schools are that I didn't go to, but it was like I said, epitome of high school movies. And that's what I got. As soon as she walked on campus, all right. This is going to be a high school movie, and that now it's become clear to me that it's going to be super high school, and that automatically was like, it turned me off instantly.
I mean, it's exactly the same as like Can't Hardly Wait or
Clueless. Hold on.
Same intro, same idea. There's
Can't
always
Hardly
a
Wait
click.
Is awesome though.
Oh, you just like Jennifer Love Hewitt.
That's besides the point. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So she goes into the school first, and she gets bombarded with all the cliches that are all high school-ish, and that to me that was a turnoff, but. I mean, it goes on through the entire movie. It's very cliche. The whole movie is extremely cliche. Everything that happens is just like, it's an exaggeration of what is the truth. But I guess you have to do that in order to become appealing or something. I don't know.
I think all high school movies are like that.
Yeah, they are.
Exaggerated. I mean, you know, growing in high school, I went to a public high school and you had your popular groups, but you had a lot of different groups. I mean, there wasn't one group that like ruled the school.
There was a map that was drawn out.
Yes.
That sought out the different tables and which tables are for which people.
Yeah, I don't think there was a map in my school, but in the quad area, there was definitely the cliques that always sat at the same areas, the same tables, and
right.
The same.
Yeah, well,
but there was no map thing. Drawn on. I mean, nobody was ballsy enough to do that.
The crazy Asians, the cool Asians. This is the jocks. These are the nerds. These are the
computer geeks.
Computer geeks. There's a lot of like very specific to the tables.
Yeah,
I like the art group. The ones where they are doing like what is it? Leatherface. They were they're doing a Leatherface.
Yeah. Well, as far as exaggeration goes, I think high school, for the most part, is boring. So they have to do these exaggerations to make it interesting. Because you're going to a movie to be entertained. You don't want to pay to a movie to be like, oh, that was like my high school where nothing really exciting happened.
Yeah,
I guess that's sort of to like make it a little more exciting.
Like, oh, I wish my high school was like that.
Yeah, you want to.
Yeah.
Exactly, Cowboy. You want to think exactly like that. Like, oh, my high school wasn't like that. I wanted my high school.
Are you serious? Speak for yourself, man. I mean, my high school, right at the end of my junior year, I think it was, the entire classroom broke out into a giant water fight.
I was the one who made my high school that awesome.
Really?
No.
You did a water fight?
No.
Oh.
I just made it awesome.
Okay.
For me.
Yeah, we all.
What water fight was this? I wasn't part of this.
Oh, okay.
You weren't part of the cool crowd.
That's true.
You were on the bottom part of the map.
That was
Okay. You had your loner table. That's where you were at.
This is an interesting question. If your table, wherever you sat in lunch, had a title, what would your title be called of your table that you sat in?
I don't know. It's the outcast, the country crowd.
The country crowd?
The freaking South.
The Southsiders?
Yes.
Do you have a Confederate flag on the table?
Most of the people in my school didn't even know what the Confederate flag stood for.
No.
It has nothing to do with slavery, by the way.
No?
It's all about states' rights.
Weird.
What would your table be called, Maestro? Well, we had the same table. What would you think our table would be called?
The one under the tree.
Right? The wood elves? Is that where we are?
Table under the
Keebler
tree.
Elves.
The Keebler, Keebler elves.
One of us always had the cookies, dude. See?
I love those cookies.
We had a lot of short people. That's true. Also.
Yeah. No. We didn't have that many short people.
Not us.
Come on. One of our people that would hang out with us was very tall. It was like 6'6".
Right.
Was he Asian?
No, he was.
Ah, there you go. All right.
He would have been part of your crowd. The South.
Yeah. So he was corn fed.
Yeah.
We didn't have nothing but corn fed chickens.
Yeah. What about you, Hollywood?
Probably, I guess like me and my friends back in high school, we would read comic books and we liked like horror movies and all that stuff. But now it's cool to do that.
Yeah.
Back then we were called like geeks and all,
nerds,
all these
stupid,
yeah, exactly. All these terms. But now it's cool to be that.
Hey, I collected comic
nerd.
Books back
then.
Thank you,
Marvel.
Right. Pretty much.
So I guess that'd be my table, but I kind of would go
to
different tables.
Point? What made comics cool?
Marvel.
The movies.
Is it just the movies? You know, because a lot of things are actually playing on that right now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you got the Big Bang Theory. Right. I mean, a lot of people are like, oh, nerd is cool. Look at freaking Leonard. He's got Penny. You know, I might be a nerd.
We all want our Penny.
I think it's a direct result of the success of the first X-Men movie. And of the first Spider-Man movie.
Yeah.
Because movies are the biggest form of media there is.
And they're doing a lot of movies based,
audience.
Even TV shows based on what they call graphic novels, The Walking Dead and stuff like that. You know,
30 Days of Night.
Yeah.
Even S.H.I.E.L.D. has his own show now, right?
Yeah. Which is not very good. It's boring.
No?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I don't know how you ruin that show that takes place in the Marvel Universe. And it's boring.
It's bad?
It's boring.
Damn, that sucks.
I don't like
it.
It just feels like it feels like Law and Order, like one of those kind of shows in the Marvel Universe, but it doesn't feel like they're in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah. Mm.
It's too realistic?
No. It's not realistic enough.
Well, you're talking about superheroes, though.
Yeah. You know what else is realistic? Mean Girls.
Wow.
Oh, yes.
What I'm saying is...
We're talking about movies here.
What I'm just saying is for that series, they just didn't go one way or the other. They just stuck kind of in the middle. Vanilla. No?
Okay.
Ah.
So, Mean Girls.
Yes.
That's what we were here for.
Mean Girls.
So, the premise of the story is not the synopsis, but the way that Lindsay Lohan's character goes through the whole movie is she's trying to figure out who she is and how to adapt to a social environment where she has no idea how to deal with. she comes into contact with people that seem to be nice and then ultimately are the exact opposite. She learns how to act like them, become like them, and it's for a while becomes them themselves and hurts people in the process.
Well, one thing I will say about Lindsay Lohan, first of all, I guess I never realized how hot she is.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if that's weird because this is a high school.
No, setting. she was over 18.
Oh, she was? She okay. All right. Yeah. Cause I felt kind of weird. Like, damn.
Wow. Rachel McAdams, who played Regina George, yep. She was 28.
Yeah.
She was 28 years old playing a 16 year old.
Yeah, but wow. Yeah, see, Lindsay Lohan was hot back then.
Yeah.
Before the crack.
Well, right now, but through Mean Girls, you saw her full potential of how hot she could be.
She did a great job in this movie. That's the highest praise I have for this whole movie is her character.
Like Freaky Friday too with.
Yeah.
She was 15
Sarandon?
Or something.
Yeah. Yeah. No, not Sarandon. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Okay. One of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that was the one where they switched bodies. Yeah. Freaky Friday. But there was another one where there was twins.
Parent Trap.
Yeah. That's where she was like 15.
Yeah. Okay. But Freaky Friday, she was older, you know, but she, mm-hmm. She had a lot of potential and see, kids, that's what crack does to you. Okay.
This movie showcased to me her range as an actress. Because she did very well, in my opinion, from being that innocent nerdy girl to going complete bitch.
Plastic.
Yeah, she went real plastic and you could see the transition through the whole thing, even the way she looked. It was that was impressive to me to see that range from somebody that has fallen so far now.
Yes.
Than what she could have been. She could have been amazing. And this movie, I think, showcased that, if nothing else. That was the one thing positive that I got out of this movie, I think. Lindsay Lohan, first of all, used to be real hot.
Mm-hmm.
And has real chops to be an actress.
Yeah.
I don't know. Now, not so much, but anyway.
You think she can make a comeback like
she tried
other people?
There was a Lifetime movie.
Or what?
There was a Lifetime made-for-TV movie, Liz and Dick, where she played Elizabeth Taylor.
Okay.
And the other guy was Richard Burton, I believe.
Okay.
Okay.
They were both in Cleopatra. That's where they met. And she like really overacted the role of Elizabeth Taylor and... People were saying, oh, this might be her comeback. And the movie was terrible. Like, people were like talking shit about it on Twitter. Her performance was she just looked bored. Like, I'm Elizabeth Taylor.
Maybe
what are we going to do today?
In order to
Richard?
Make a comeback, maybe she should be Batman.
She needs to go sort of like how Affleck slowly started coming back. He was in Hollywood Land where he played George Reed. She needs these smaller roles. I don't think she needs to come back in a secondary role.
Yeah.
Be someone's best friend and then transition your way back into the lead. Sort of like how Affleck.
True,
did.
But I still feel like she should still get off the drugs.
She was really good in that Herbie movie.
She's sober
she
right now, supposedly.
I heard recently that she caused a lot of problems at thing where they kicked her out.
The rehab
clubs? Probably. I don't know. Anyway.
What did you think of Regina George, Rachel McAdams?
Who's Rachel McAdams?
She was Regina George.
That's the same person. Okay, gotcha.
The main plastic girl.
Yeah.
You know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, there's a lot of really good acting in this movie because I believe the characters.
Yes.
And although these were exaggerated characters, still, I believe that they were who they were.
Yeah.
So if nothing else, the mom I didn't like. Amy Poehler. I love Amy Poehler to death, but this role that she played was just, it was ridiculous. It was stupid. It was way too exaggerated. Way too exaggerated. She got like a kid. It's like 7 years old.
Uh-huh.
Watching Girls Gone Wild flashing the TV.
And she gives him drinks. And Lindsay Lohan's like, is there alcohol in this? And she goes, oh my God, no, honey. What kind of parent do you think I am? Why do you want some? Because if you're going to drink, I prefer you drink in the house.
Yeah. Yeah. It was very like, oof. That was too much. There was a lot of that over stuff.
And that part where they would actually be dancing and she'd be taking videos of herself instead of the girls.
Oh, for the Christmas party. Yeah.
It was too much. Amy Poehler was too much in this movie, but that's probably a writing job, which upsets me because this was written by Tina Fey, you say?
Yes.
Yeah. I love Tina Fey.
Mm-hmm. Is Tina Fey the same character that played the mathlete teacher?
Yeah, math teacher.
Okay.
Yeah. She's the Miss Morbury.
She's the one on the like
30 Rock. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Amazing show.
Wasn't she on Saturday Night Live too?
Yes.
Yeah. She did Sarah Palin, didn't she?
Yeah. But that was like a guest thing that she came on
was
for.
Was it? Oh, okay.
Yeah. But
still, she was on it.
Yeah,
that's funny.
So the teachers, I think, even the principal, all I saw was ladies, man. I couldn't get past that.
Yeah.
I couldn't take him seriously. And at one point, he's like very straight for the most of the movie. Uh-huh. And then at one point, he makes reference, I don't leave Southside for this. Like, I don't believe you were ever in Southside, sir.
Yeah.
You're way too Carlton in this movie.
I have carpal tunnel, but I like you. That kind of thing. Remember the beginning?
He's way too nice and sweet, and then all of a sudden he used to be in Southside, and it's like, all right, I don't believe that.
Yeah,
I like the scene where they have him all in the gym, and he goes, "I will keep you here all night. We can only keep him here till 4. I will keep you here till 4."
I did get a laugh out of that.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, but okay, let's talk about the gym scene. That gym scene.
Which gym scene?
Where they announce there needs to be a meeting for all the females to meet in the gym.
It's once the burn book is revealed and Regina George has made photocopies and all hell broke loose.
Actually, let's get back to that later. That's kind of, it builds up to that.
Yeah.
But okay, at the beginning, Lindsay Lohan's character, Katie. Yeah, she starts off real sweet and innocent, mm-hmm. and it was nice. It was kind of refreshing, like, oh, that's a cute girl. I mean, I'd be into it. And then she joins the plastics and she gets all crazy and she starts getting into that lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know because that's, I've never done that, obviously. It seemed like she got indoctrinated way too fast. If this is all one school year for her to get that far drastic.
Far deep in, yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, and first of all, I mean, she's attractive, obviously. That's what draws her to the Mean Girls. And for her to be, I don't know. There were some things about that whole transition that didn't resonate with me because she was homeschooled, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she also seemed way too outspoken and way too like socially affluent to be homeschooled all this time. And all of a sudden now she's dumped in high school and she does well.
Well, this is the thing about it though. They explained that she had friends in South Africa.
Right.
So she had socializing skills, just not the same as a typical school in America.
Yeah, I find it hard to believe that somebody that was homeschooled can adapt that quickly and rise so quickly in high school.
It depends on if homeschools in Africa are the same as homeschools out here, because most homeschools here, you have to be affiliated with another school.
Yeah.
Because there's certain classes and certain things where you can homeschool general education, but there's certain academics and classes where you actually have to belong to a school and actually go and take those classes. For instance, like biology and stuff like that, certain science classes.
So you have to go on campus?
Exactly, yeah.
So it's semi-homeschooled.
It mostly homeschooled. General academics and stuff like that, English, math, stuff like that. But there's certain classes and stuff that you
can actually have to go to. Because you don't have beakers and stuff at home.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have that.
True.
And like a,
but when do you need beakers in junior high, though?
Well, I don't know. I'm just speaking from knowing people that were homeschooled. And went to a, not necessarily public high school, but an actual high school. It was a private high school, but they, being homeschooled, they actually had interaction with people outside, you know,
they were
able to play sports and stuff through the school they were affiliated
with. No, I understand that being homeschooled doesn't mean you stay in your home your whole life.
Yeah.
I understand you go into society and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But to be able to adapt that quickly into the high school, mind frame. I don't know. I don't know what's the word I'm looking for. Damn it.
I'm not going to give that to you.
All right. Doesn't matter.
Okay. The way I see it is this. She's had social habits with other people in South Africa. She still had a healthy, relationship with her parents. So she was able to converse freely and, fluently.
Right.
So the major point about it is connecting on a level of her peers. So she really doesn't know how to act. And what she did was at the very beginning for the first couple of weeks or so, what she would do was she would interact with the students the same way she would do in South Africa. And that got her into sitting by herself until her outcasted friends take her in, put her under a wing and tell her that tell her about the whole spiel about how school
the lesbian goes. Chick and the guy that's too gay for society.
They're not.
Or whatever.
She's not a lesbian.
No, she's not, but that's how she's portrayed. For the most part.
She's actually really hot. If you see her outside of Mean Girls.
Is that right?
That actress.
I bet.
She is smoking hot.
I got that vibe
already. She's on Masters of Sex on Showtime. She was in Party Down, this show. I think it's still on Netflix. It used to be on Stars.
Okay.
She, Lizzie Kaplan's her name. She is smoking hot.
Someone look up her for me, please.
All right.
Trust me. When you see her and you see her in Mean Girls, you're going to be like, wow.
Okay.
Completely different. I actually liked Damien. He was my favorite character.
Who?
Oh, yeah.
Damien.
The guy that was too gay for society.
Gay to function?
Too gay to function. That's what it was.
I want my picture back. I want my picture back. It's 1201, Janice. I cannot stop this car.
Yeah. Yeah. He was a little over the top, too. Although I did know some people in high school that were kind of that same way. So
oh, yeah.
I had to kind of like, a lot of this stuff, because I saw this movie a few days ago, and as it simmered, it started becoming more realistic to me. When I first saw it, I'm like, this is all bullshit. But the more I think about it now, a lot of that can relate a little bit to my high school.
I guess it depends on how much you actually paid attention to your surroundings in high school.
That's possible.
Or if you were just so secluded in your own little world.
Yeah, I spent most of my time inside that Keebler tree.
Yeah, I mean, secluded in your own world. But see, I think the great thing about this is because the movie actually, it actually shows you the, I don't think anybody in high school actually sees all and really in depth sees all the different areas of the high school, you know?
Right.
I mean, like, I remember the quad area. You had different groups, people hanging out together and people into certain areas.
Yeah.
But this movie actually gets in depth in all the different groups and intimate with all the different groups. So you think it's an exaggeration, but they're actually touching on every group, where you, under the Keebler elf tree, you only see what you see from under the tree.
That's a very good point.
That tree was magical,
You don't see what happens in the chess club meetings. You don't see what happens in the freaking cheerleading meetings and practices and stuff like that, mm-hmm. or all that stuff. You actually get an in-depth view of all those things. So you may think it's exaggerated, but probably the way it was.
Did you guys have plastics in your schools?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. Yeah.
They were called the spot.
The what?
What, the spot?
The spot.
Okay.
I went to Pioneer High School.
Like the thing on their hands for mark for death?
No. Oh. I was at Pioneer High School in Whittier, and the Pioneer P, like the emblem, was painted and engraved on the floor right outside of the snack shack.
Okay.
So there were two tables of the popular kids, and their table was called the spot. So it had like really hot girls, and then like the asshole, like douchey guys. Actually, two of them were kind of cool.
All right.
But mainly like the slutty, like sort of hot girls.
We called those cheerleaders and jocks in my school.
Well, that's the thing. They weren't cheerleaders or jocks. They were just...
Really?
They were just the spot.
Wow.
But they would say spot as a way to communicate. Like, spot dick? Yeah, spot fool. That's how they would talk.
What?
I would hear them in class.
What does that mean?
And they'd be like, hey, are you going to go to the game tonight? Yeah, spot. What the fuck are you saying?
What? But does it like, means like we're in, we're trendy?
I don't know.
Yeah, right. You guys would be like,
honestly, don't know.
It's like them going fetch.
Right. Stop trying to make fetch work. Maestro, it's not going to work.
Don't scare me like that.
See, in our high school, we had the Fab Four. Yes.
Who are they?
I'm not going to name names, but one of them was a very nice person, actually.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. No. But these four girls, they were like the top girls in our grade anyway. Not in the school, but in our grade. And they were cheerleaders. And they also did a bunch of other things, but they called
they were in dance, I bet. They were cheerleading, yell, and dance.
I don't think dance.
No, there's four people. That's why it's Fab Four.
Yeah.
Not Fab Four because they were in four different things. There was four girls.
Yeah, that wasn't like the rock and the stretchy person. Yeah. We're not talking about that.
That was a fantastic four, by the way.
Yes, that's what it was.
Not the fabulous four.
Right. Yeah, but they were like the hot girls. They were the mean girls, I guess, in our school. But they were nice for the most part. And that's kind of another thing that kind of bumped me, that these mean girls were just ridiculously mean. Even though they tried to fake nice, like Regina George is like talking to that girl about her skirt.
Oh my God, I love your skirt. Where'd you get it? Oh, it was my mom's vintage.
Right.
And then she walks away. That's the ugliest fucking sweater I've ever seen.
Yeah. This actually sounds like a sort of a knockoff remake of Heather's.
Yes. Heathers. A lot of people compare it to Heather's.
Is that right? Yeah.
When I read the reviews, Heather's is mentioned a few times.
It sounds like a knockoff remake of Heather's.
Okay.
You probably are right then.
All right. I've never seen Heather's, so I'm going to take your word for it.
That's a freaking cult classic, Winona Ryder.
What did you guys think of the other two girls? Of Karen and Gretchen?
One was too stupid to function.
Yeah. That was.
I don't like Karen's character.
No, that was too much.
I like Gretchen, though.
Yeah.
She's good.
Yeah, Gretchen was the one that kind of had some humanity in her a little bit. But she also had that whole thing that is probably very, well, it is true to life.
Mm-hmm.
So insecure and so crazy that she wants to grasp onto anything she can. And I have a friend in you. All right. I'll spill my guts to you, even though I probably shouldn't. And that's kind of what ended up taking down the whole Mean Girls thing is Gretchen. She was like the levee that broke and killed all the people in New Orleans.
Yes.
That was Katrina.
Wow.
Oh, whatever. That's what I mean. Wasn't Gretchen?
No.
I thought it was Gretchen. I think that was
Katrina.
It was Katrina.
Damn it.
I like when they're giving out the Christmas grams, and then my boy Damien is giving them out, and he goes, two for you, Glenn Coco, two for you, and none for Glenn Schmuggers.
Yeah.
And she's like, Caesar doesn't care about anything. Right. Caesar wouldn't do that. I love that scene. Caesar wouldn't do that.
There was a lot of really, really smart plays as far as the way they were trying to bring them down.
Mm-hmm.
It was done very, very methodically, and it was intelligent. It could have worked, and it kind of did in a way. They planned on taking out all of her things. First, take out the boyfriend, then take out your support system, and then make
the hot body.
Yeah. They did a bunch of things. It was smart, and it worked. Which, I don't know. I guess you can be that methodical in high school if you're that crazy, but it seemed a little too smart almost.
Well, that was all Tina Fey, because the book that this movie was based on had no narrative. It was just like how to survive high school. And it was just like, it was pretty much like bullet points. Like,
okay. Oh,
when talking to the most popular boy, make sure you do this. But when Tina Fey got the book, she had to create a narrative story behind it. So that this was all Tina Fey.
Okay.
This was all her.
All right. And that was cool. I like Tina Fey a lot. But some of the story points were still a little off and kind of upsetting because I had Tina Fey on such a high pedestal. But there's some things that happening socially that, again, not in my high school experience.
Yeah.
Like when Regina Wilson, they tried to start messing with her and they cut out the holes in her tank top or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she just put the shirt on anyway and her bra's showing through her shirt. And everyone's like, okay, that's a new fad. And the whole school started cutting holes in their shirts. Yes. Like that can't be real. Is that possibly real?
Yeah.
Let's try it.
Yeah.
Let's try it.
I mean, done.
Let's walk around with holes.
Young girls follow trends all the time.
Yeah. As ridiculous as it may sound.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. I mean, like, look at all the trends that you saw in high school when you were in high school. All the weird, really weird trends. I mean, how did they even become popular? Because the popular people started it.
See, I never was subject to that. I wore what I wanted to wear all the time.
Yes.
And at one point, I got to admit, I had these weird, I was at a mall with a friend of mine one time. And we played this game about, like, dress up. I'll pick it out for you, put it on, and vice versa. And
What's her name?
Nicole.
Oh, all right.
A good friend of mine, Nicole. And
Did she pick out girl clothes for you?
No. She picked out these bright orange raver pants. They had these, like, ties at the bottom where you can, like, elastically make it strapped to your ankle. And I thought they were awesome. That's why I bought them. And I wore them. And looking back now, that was a ridiculous choice of clothing. It didn't fit into anything. If I was a raver, it would have fit in, but I was not.
Like in my junior high school, when Chris Cross was freaking popular, you know, wearing the backwards, colorful pants, right? Cross colors, what they called it, you know. I mean, those became so popular because Chris Cross.
Okay.
You know, and other rappers and stuff wearing, and then, you know, the cool, you know, awesome gangster guys in school were starting to wear the bright cross colors and wearing them backwards and stuff like that. It became cool. You know, now you try and do that now. People are like, fucking stuck in the 80s.
Okay. So maybe this is me stuck
in my bright colors are coming back from the 80s.
Maybe my Keebler tree didn't allow me to see these things because I just wasn't paying attention to
because you forgot the freaking fudge filling. Okay.
I don't think we should talk about that.
Oh,
really? I was just making a joke.
This is awkward.
Okay, so Mean Girls.
So there's a point in the story where Katie starts really delving into the whole plastic lifestyle, and she gets in too deep. She gets in way too deep.
Yes,
way too deep.
If she was an FBI agent,
she
was like, she's already like a mob throat. Boss,
right? Exactly.
She can't get pulled out.
She's running shit now. Yeah, and there was a scene where she threw it was supposed to be a small party at her house, and it got out of control.
That's how we call those kickbacks.
Yeah, see,
no, this is not a kickback.
At the time, I thought, like, this is ridiculous. How's it going to spread that fast? But like I said, it sunk in for a while. And me and Maestro used to have these parties at our house. We had a party house back in the day where we'd like, all right, a few people here and there, and like 200 people show up. We know maybe 10% of them, and we get shit stolen off our walls and all 20. Kinds of weird stuff. What?
10% of 200 is 20.
Okay, yeah, 20 people. All right. But it got out of control real fast. And so now that, like I said, it's sunk in a bit, like, all right, this is a little more realistic than I thought it was. But at the time, I was thinking, like, this is ridiculous how crazy it got and how fast it got crazy. But I guess life imitating art, is that how it goes?
Yeah, I've been to parties like that. I've been to house parties where I didn't even know the person who owned the house.
Is that right?
Like, my friend's friend was there.
All right.
That's how it usually goes.
And her in that dress?
That would really
for
suck.
For that party?
Oh, my.
Wow.
See? Good God Holy almighty. Smokes.
See, that would suck if you got invited to one of those parties by a friend, and your friend didn't even show up, so you knew absolutely nobody there.
So you started mingling.
I don't know how to do that. No. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, let me and my friend Jack Daniels tell you how that works.
Oh, yeah. I know your friend Jack.
I saw this movie.
In my cup right now.
I saw this movie when I was 20 years old. My ex-girlfriend at the time dragged me to see this movie. She's like, let's watch Mean Girls. And I'm like, ugh. Going in, I was like, fuck this movie. I walked out. I was like, yeah, I liked it. But that's when I fell in love with Rachel McAdams. Regina George.
Regina George.
Okay. And that's when I found out. I looked her up online. 28. I was like, holy shit, a 28-year-old is playing a 16-year-old, or she's 26, or she's in her late 20s.
That makes sense, though, because, I mean, you think about it. There's a lot of older girls that look really young, but then you got to think about it. There's a lot of kids in high school, girls in high school, that look a lot older
it's insane.
Than they are.
Especially now. Maybe it's always been this way, but looking back now,
At our age now, it's like, look at high school kids. You're in high school? No. There's no high school girls that looked like that when I was in high school, damn it.
That's what everybody says. And I remember my dad and grandfather saying that same kind of thing when I was that age.
Yeah.
They didn't look like that in my age. I'm like, oh, they always look like that.
Damn it.
Now I'm the old guy saying, they didn't look like that in my age.
They probably did. You just didn't notice.
Yeah.
Woo.
Adam, since you said you like Tina Fey, did you like her character in this movie?
Yes. Her character was very Tina Fey-ish. Mm-hmm. It wasn't far off from what I know her to be. She was kind of nerdy, still kind of sexy in a way, type of thing. Mm-hmm. And that was her thing. She was a math teacher, which is a cool thing I liked about this movie, too. Cause
I like that porn. Oh, I'm sorry. The Mean Girls, sorry.
Because I'm a huge math nut. I love math to death. And the fact that it had a role in this movie, it made me smile. I enjoyed
shenanigans.
And it was cool because, and that was another thing about the main character, Katie, Lindsay Lohan, that she was smart. She was very smart because she was homeschooled and, I guess, brought up the right way, not in our public school system. So she was very smart and very good at math. But one thing that she started doing was she started failing tests on purpose to try to get the guy, which I can't relate to myself.
Because you failed not on purpose?
Right. I can't imagine failing on purpose to get that kind of rapport with somebody.
Yeah,
okay. That's a huge...
How far would you go then?
Now or in high school?
Let's say now,
I'd fail a class, no problem.
Yeah.
And back then, I wouldn't have that kind of wherewithal. I was very socially awkward in high school.
Okay.
That's why I was in the Keebler tree.
I wasn't socially awkward. I was in the Keebler tree.
Yeah, well, it started gaining.
There was a lot of elves in that tree.
Yeah.
There was a lot of elves in that tree, sort of like the seven dwarves, you know, so everybody had their own little identity trait
and
stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
He was the socially awkward one.
Yeah, well, see, for me,
dopey?
Because...
Yeah, that too.
Yes, absolutely, I'm dopey. Yeah, I'll embrace that. Dopey, I have a huge green shirt in my closet.
You were more like Doc.
Doc?
You were probably more like Doc.
Was I?
I can see that.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but for me, I wasn't homeschooled before high school, but I was private schooled before high school. So it was a little bit more sheltered than...
That in itself is like a whole beast, I swear. It's so different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but I guess I can relate to it in a way because I wasn't used to public school at all.
We both were.
Yeah, but going into public school was a huge culture shock for me.
Yes, it was. Yeah, it was, yeah.
I went from being voted most religious in my class, on a fire for God, to all of a sudden, all this stuff is happening that I'm trying to understand. My locker door was like 69. I don't know what that meant.
Most likely to drink Jack and do a podcast. Yeah,
that's me now.
Are you telling me that you actually had like a bit where you were most voted to be religious?
Yes, I was most spiritual in my eighth grade class. That is a fact.
You're going to hell.
Yes. Now, for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. When are you going to Santa Ana?
That's right.
Oh!
All right. Yeah. Stole that from anybody who knows a comedian, Jeff Dunham.
Yeah. Sanata.
Ana.
All right. So anyway, what are we talking about?
Uh-huh. Want to know what I thought the turnoff moment for this was going to be?
Oh,
what
did you think it was?
When Regina gets hit straight on by a bus and lives.
That's towards the end.
That was the very end of the movie, though.
I know, but
there are plenty turnoff points before then.
No, but I thought that was going to be the one where you're like, that's it.
Fuck
I'm
it.
Done.
It's done.
Like, yeah. I'm done. I can't.
What was that turnoff
was
point where I couldn't?
What did you think of that?
It was her ridiculous. Because there was a lot of points in the movie where she would flash to a different mind state where she'd see the people acting as animals and she'd see her reaction to things and decide against it. I thought that was going to be it. like hit by a bus. Oh, that's funny. That's not real life. But no, they stuck to that in the movie. She gets hit by a goddamn bus and she's cool. She's got that crazy neck brace that's bolted to her head like Frankenstein or whatever. That was, and she seemed fine very quickly after that. Like I said, this whole thing happened in, I'm assuming, 1 year of high school.
Yes, yes.
Everything was very accelerated. For her to get hit by a bus and then like a week later be standing on stage for prom queen or whatever, like that is way too far-fetched. And no bruises. I mean, yeah, she got the freaking bolts in her head, but what about the scars on her face and a bus hit you? A fucking bus.
It missed her face.
Oh, the bus missed her face? Yes. All right, great. So she flew and...
They said something about her spine.
Yeah. All right.
That's all.
I need spine continuity in my movies, as you talked about on the last one.
Maybe she gets spinal tap.
Yeah. So anyway, they go to the dance after that. This is where, everything starts really happening after things get unwound. Oh, before that,
all right.
The slam book. What was it called?
Burn book.
The burn book.
Slam.
Yeah. The same kind of concept, right? Yeah. That also to me seemed troubling. I can't imagine that being a real thing.
Well, it's been done.
It's worse now. With social media?
Oh, yeah, but now it's public airways. Yeah.
They had one in my junior high.
But what's the point of the slam book?
Burn book.
The burn book. What's the point of the burn book?
It's just
the
slam to privately talk shit about people.
It's just an outlet, dude. That's all it is.
Yeah, it's an outlet. Because remember, Lindsay Lohan was saying, oh, I can't believe Miss Nordberry failed me. And they give her the burn book. They're like, let it out, girl. And then she wrote down, like, she's a pusher, a drug pusher.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just a way to vent.
Okay, but the book is for them and that's it?
Yeah. Yes.
For their eyes only. That seems stupid. I mean, they're talking all this shit already to themselves. Why document it?
Let me ask you something. When you were in high school,
that's a paper trail.
I understand, but when you were in high school, how many stupid things you did?
I did a lot of stupid things.
There you go.
And I
point taken.
Ah, damn it. I did. I don't know if this is true for you guys. I did have notebooks that I would pass between people. This is a notebook for me and this girl. We'd talk. We'd write notes to each other and. I'd write my note, hand the notebook, and she'd write back and forth.
So check yes or no?
I didn't go that crazy. But it was a way, it was text messaging, I guess, back in the day. Mm-hmm. Or emailing before all that stuff. I'd write a message. All right, I'm done with my history class. Now you write me a message. And it'd go back and forth for a long time. And in fact, I was cleaning out my room the other day, and I found the notebook that is full. It's full of these letters that back and forth between me and this girl. And it seems weird now that I would have that paper trail, I guess, because that could very easily be turned over to somebody else.
Because text messages, you can delete the thread.
Yeah. You can, but there's still ways to... oh, man.
Yeah, but, I mean, come on.
This is all very messy. We're all very messy people.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're leaving ourselves open to be just like, aha, look at him. He said this about you. Bullshit. I have the transcripts. I'm Chris Hansen. This is what you said. It gets a little weird.
Maestro.
Yo.
Before the show, you said you didn't like the movie. What was it about the movie you didn't like?
What was it about the movie you didn't like? Okay. Acting aside. Okay. Because people act differently through the whole movie. Their own characters, whatever. Yeah. Okay. Premise of the story is cookie cutter for all high school movies.
Right.
Can't hardly wait.
Yes.
Even regardless of the fact you like Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yes.
Okay.
I want to be that guy. What's his name? Sheldon?
No. Cooper?
That's Big Bang Theory.
Yeah. Also, 16 again. Same idea. Well, something a little bit magical happening, of course, but still same idea.
With Matthew Perry?
Yes.
That's 17 again.
17 again. My bad.
That was a great movie.
Yeah, whatever. Same premise.
No, not at all.
They had the same party.
We went back in time.
They had the same party.
Yes.
They had
the same clicks.
I did like
you like high school movies, Adam? You're two for two.
Holy right? shit. I think I like high school movies. This is a very depressing realization.
Do you like She's All That?
Yeah.
Oh, three for three.
We found you, your niche.
Oh, no.
I've never been kissed?
No.
I don't like Drew Barrymore.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Maestro. High five.
She's All That is awesome, though.
What?
She's All That is awesome.
Right?
Yeah. What I'm saying
that Freddie Prinze Jr. smile is magical.
Jeez. Melts my heart.
Like a Keebler Elf cookie.
You're saying, Maestro.
No, it's just it was cookie cutter storyline where all it had was a person who was trying to fit in and made some bad choices and had to fix them at the end.
So you mean it has a genre?
That's not a genre.
Oh, slasher movie. Oh, you know, it's a typical slasher movie. Somebody's running away.
It's a subgenre.
Yeah.
Well, it was still.
I don't even consider that a main genre.
It's like center stage, drumline, blah, blah, all the same shit. It's all the feel good movies.
His name was Preston, by the way. Not Sheldon. I was very close. I got to say. All right.
Very preppy.
Got it.
Right. Preston Ashcott or something like that, I think it is.
Preston Myers.
No. Myers?
No, his name's Brecken Myers. That's, no, fuck.
But the thing
confusing
is,
all my actors.
It's Preston Myers.
Oh shit, I
Preston
got that
Myers.
Right.
Wow. Played by Ethan Embry.
There you go.
Adam just proved it though. If you like a certain type of genre or subgenre of movie, you're probably going to like the other ones, no matter how ridiculous they could be.
That's
you're going to like it.
And maybe because
I can say, I can tell you, you want to say you hate this movie, but I can read your face. You kind of secretively like this movie a little bit.
I kind of did a little bit.
Yes.
I kind of did.
Yeah.
And wow. I think part of that is me wanting to redo my high school life. Maybe that's what this whole appeal
You're
is.
You're living vicariously through the movie.
Yes, in little ways.
It's like, damn, I should have got out from under the tree. So you know?
That tree was magical, man.
Hey,
it was.
I don't want to know what you guys did under the tree that was magical, okay?
You say nothing, maestro. What?
But
what about you, Hollywood? What's your impression of the movie?
I remember when I first saw it, I really liked it.
Okay.
Watching it again, it for me, movies are good for their ability to rewatch them. Rewatchability is a big thing with me.
Okay.
If this is on TV, this happened a few months ago. I went to play basketball with my friends, and it was like 10 o'clock at night, and Mean Girls was on. I was like, yeah, I'll watch it for a little bit, and I got hooked in.
Is that right?
I was like, I can't leave. I got to stay. So this is a highly rewatchable movie.
Interesting.
Mainly because I hear this movie every goddamn day through the girl who requested this movie, her and the person who sits next to her. They do every fucking line from this movie. I hear this movie almost twice a day.
Wow.
So, I hear like, you can shop at Sears. I hear that line. I hear the, stop trying to make fetch work. It doesn't work. I hear the one where all three of them are talking like, oh, my pores are so big. Oh, my.
Yeah.
I hear that. I hear this movie every day.
Considering the fact that you hear it every day, why would you want to
lines?
Why would you want to watch it all over again?
Well, the chicks are hot.
Do you miss your job?
I mean the chicks are hot.
That's what I understand that, but you can easily watch like
and
Girls Gone Wild
movie.
Do the same thing.
Like, there's lines in there's lines in there that are funny. It's a pretty good story.
It's like the rewatchability of
it's a highly
Pitch
rewatchable
Perfect.
Movie. I feel like this is on the same level
anytime.
Of comedy as Pitch Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, here's another one. The New Guy.
No.
This okay, see how you guys feel about that movie? That's how I feel about this movie, okay?
Well, we have eye candy in this one.
You have
No, it's a scrawny white dude and then Eddie.
It's that nerdy guy from Road Trip.
Yes, yeah. I didn't understand that, but we're not talking about him.
Eddie Griffin?
What's Eliza Dushku?
Too much. What'd you call me?
Yeah, Eliza, Lohan in this movie blows her out of the water.
I think that you and I have different tastes.
just freaking give me bedazzled with Elizabeth Hurley. I'm good to go.
Especially Lohan in the Christmas, the where they do the "It's the right time."
Oh,
it's the right time.
Okay, that was another thing. All right,
let's get to that.
Jesus Christ, there was a scene where they were performing Christmas pageant type of things, and they all did their own. Get up, whatever you want to call it, their own thing.
You mean where they wear the same clothing?
Yeah, and the mean girls put on a show, which, by the way, I feel like popular girls would not do because they're too cool for that in real life.
Okay.
But in this movie, fine, they did it. And they get out to they're performing to a Christmas song, and the CD player starts skipping. And Lindsay Lohan, the girl that was homeschooled until this point.
Who doesn't know about American culture or anything because she's been in Africa. Knows an American Christmas song for word.
They were practicing it. She must have heard it constantly.
Okay,
she
but they have the confidence to start belting it out a cappella in front of the entire high school.
Well, yeah, because she doesn't have that kind of like a stigmata of like being afraid of how people like. yeah, you're right, man.
She was like cut by demons.
No. I mean,
stigma is the word.
Stigma. That's what I mean. Stigma. I like stigmata.
All right, it's funnier.
Yeah, I know.
Sounds like
it's Carrie,
from Coyote Ugly.
Ooh, I like that movie too. Basically,
but there was hot girls in there. How could you like a movie with hot girls and visual stimulation?
What?
Exactly.
All right, New Guy.
So, no. I'm telling you that the way you guys felt about New Guy is the way I feel about this movie. That's all. All
right, got it.
So
But anyway, she gets on stage. She starts singing. The CD player goes off the fritz because it gets kicked into some dude's face, which is also weird.
Jason.
Yeah. And they start singing. The whole crowd starts singing along. I don't know why everybody's backing these popular girls everybody hates.
Because they haven't figured that out yet.
They hate them so much that they love them.
They want to be them.
Because remember the Regina George wore flip-flops and sweats, so I bought flip-flops and sweats. Like, you hate them to the point where you want to...
It's like the sweatpants with the Juicy cutters? On the back of it, and...
Oh, she wore them at one point. And,
The sweatpants.
Yeah, and she goes...
she got kicked off the table.
Yeah, they go, you can't sit with us. Those rules aren't real. It was real last week when I wore a vest. Yeah. That vest was ugly. Love that. Love that scene.
Yeah, that was one of those things that was like, all right, that's... If I can buy into the premise of the movie and this whole exaggeration, mm-hmm. that was too much of an exaggeration for me.
Okay.
The dancing on stage, a cappella, everyone's singing in, and then Tina Fey gets on the piano, starts playing and all that stuff. That was too much. Another thing that was too much, the scene we were talking about earlier, that in the gym, where they have a announcement, all the girls get into the gym, let's all have this powwow.
Yeah.
And they start having feeling talks. That, okay, if everything else was true in this movie, getting all these girls that are now all hating each other to come out with their feelings and talk about things and kind of clear the air in like a 3-hour period, I assume, mm-hmm. never going to happen. They're going to be bitchy. They're going to be holding all these grudges and want to kill each other. All of a sudden, they're having trust falls? No, that's way too far of a leap in too short of a time to get over all the bullshit. You called me a bitch? Yeah, but I didn't mean it that way. Okay, I'll catch you. It just got way too much, way too fast. That requires years of therapy.
You, sir, have anger issues.
Yes!
Hold grudges.
I'm angry by this whole thing. You need therapy.
And you need to stop holding grudges.
She doesn't even go here. I love that line.
Yes, and it's all girls powwow meeting, including your boy.
Damien.
The gay dude. Yes. I don't know how he got in. He doesn't go here, but the gay dude's fine.
Did you see why he wore the hoodie and everything?
So he was incognito.
Yeah.
A 6'4". Girl is incognito.
He could have crouched.
Glasses.
Yeah. So there was a scene in that scene. Tina Fey. What? Huh? Crouching. Oh, got it. Nice. All right. Very good. Yeah. Crouching Tiger. they got everybody to kind of come together at the very end there, and that the whole end of the movie to me was way too fast. Everything got wrapped up way too neatly, way too quickly. But then again, if we're going with this whole timeline, this all 1 year, mm-hmm. I guess it makes sense. But it's still. Way too fast. The whole movie was way too fast-paced.
So would you rather have the series and watch all of it?
No, I'd rather they say this was over high school, not 1 year in high school.
Because the next year, Regina healed miraculously, and she's playing, what is she playing?
Lacrosse or something, yeah.
And then Gretchen is the second-in-command of the Asian crew.
Yeah.
And the problems, but one thing I didn't like about this movie was the new mean girls, the new plastics.
Yeah.
And if they overtake, freshmen. Yeah, and they almost get hit by the bus,
yeah.
It looked like they were 12.
Absolutely. Yes, they did.
They looked like freshmen. Yes. They looked like they were 12 years old.
And they probably were. Really? They got a 20-year-old playing a sophomore, and then you got a 9-year-old playing a freshman.
Well, like, honestly,
come on.
Okay, if you consider it that way, the majority of the people that are acting in this movie, they have to have ability. And a child of 12 years old, or the actual age for where they come into high school, may not have those abilities yet, so they had to do something.
Anna Paquin was nominated for an Oscar and won at like at 11 for the piano.
Piano?
What, she played a piano?
No.
The pianist?
No. There was a movie called The Piano.
Okay.
Was it a remake of The Pianist? Oscar,
like at 10 years old or 11.
Wow.
So that's young impressive. People can act.
Coda Fanning was amazing as a child.
Young people can act, but not a lot of young people can act.
All right. So it wrapped up too neatly for me. It was all too quick, all too neat.
Just like every other carbon copy movie of the same thing.
You get a piece too. That's a big crown to get that many pieces.
Yeah. That was another weird thing. When they got announced, the queen, Katie won, even though everybody should be hating her.
Yeah.
She still won. And then she did the right thing. She went back to her Africa roots and split up the crown to everybody else, and everybody's happy, everybody's smiling.
See, at least in She's All That, she didn't win anything, right? You know?
Yeah.
She had to go back to her house and have the dance around her pool with the Christmas lights.
That's actually
better, I think. Better in my mind.
I like the line Tim Meadows gave, like, you really don't have to give a speech. Most people just take the crown and leave. She goes, I'm almost done.
Yeah.
I like how he's just trying to get her off the stage.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there was one moment that I almost got really irritated and really angry during that same scene when they're dancing and you have the gay dude and the girl
Janice
and
Ian
they,
Dyke.
Yeah, the Dyke and they have this moment. They're like best friends, but he's obviously gay and she's obviously super straight or whatever.
No, supposedly she's a Dyke.
Supposedly, but yeah. You get the vibe she's not.
But they wouldn't say it in the whole movie. There for like once.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so they're dancing and they have this moment. They're like they kiss and I'm like. That is bullshit. That can no. But then luckily they're both grossed out by it and they're like, all right, thank God, it was a joke.
And then the Indian kid swoops in, he's like, what's up?
See, that guy's cool.
I liked him. Kevin Napoor or something.
Yeah,
right.
He's like, so what are you? He's like, I'm Lebanese. I can work with that.
That's another thing though. He was an athlete, mm-hmm. but he was also very socially proficient and mm-hmm. he was a freaking MC, he was rapping.
Yeah.
I feel like those two don't go together.
No. Yes, they do.
No.
Yes, they do.
If you're that nerdy into math, you don't have anything else going for you.
What are you talking about? Have you seen Pitch Perfect?
A movie? Yes, I've seen the movie.
Oh.
All right.
I was nerdy into math.
All right.
See? Look at him. And now look at him.
Okay, but were awesome. You rapping?
Fuck yeah. I was the first freaking Vanilla Ice.
In your cowboy hat, you were rapping?
Absolutely. Hey. Jason Aldean raps.
Yeah. Okay. Well, he speaks lines. I don't know. Yeah. I want to call it rapping.
What do you think rapping is?
All right.
Speaking lines very quickly.
All right.
And beat.
He's no Ludacris.
Yeah. Oh, but Ludacris fucking.
He nailed it.
Nailed it.
All right. Anyway.
What are your closing thoughts?
Jason.
Right.
Sorry. What are your closing thoughts on being good?
Thank God it's closing.
Yes.
This is horrible.
All right. My show hated it, obviously. As discovered by Cowboy here, I think I did enjoy it.
Somewhat.
I didn't like it when I first saw it, but as I thought about it over the next couple of days,
only one thing that could have made this movie better for him.
Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Bruce Willis.
Oh, yeah.
What if Bruce Willis was the principal and he was from the South
Side? That was in a movie. He played a movie called I think it was Last President, where he was a principal of a school.
I never heard of that.
No?
How do you know that?
Either okay. Bruce Willis.
I know. Okay.
Very small role, but he was in it, so I watched it. That's all.
Okay.
I enjoyed it. It's not great.
But it's rewatchable.
But it's rewatchable. I mean, it has like some funny scenes.
Like rewatchable to the point where you would.
I own it. If I own a movie, I'm gonna rewatch it.
Rewatchable to the point where you would put the DVD in or the Blu-ray in and watch it? Or
no.
If it's on TV, I'll watch it.
If it's on TV, I'll watch it. Okay. I own the movie. It's not a movie I just throw in. Like,
it's okay. I'll come over to your house and break it for you. It's fine.
No.
All right.
Those are our opinions on the movie.
Yes.
Like I said in the beginning of the show, we have lots of them, but we don't have any credentials. Now we're going to hear from people who have credentials. You want to hear the good or the bad reviews?
Bad. Let's go bad.
Maybe you feel good here. Come on.
Okay. Ellen Kim of the Seattle Post Intelligencer.
What?
That's some type of publication.
Intelligencer.
Seattle Post Intelligencer. The film can't decide between black comedy and bubblegum comedy, so it shoots aimlessly in between.
What is black comedy?
Like Heathers. Heathers is a black comedy.
Like the Wood
dark,
black comedy?
Dark,
or?
Wait, no. I think you're thinking like no, black comedies like Tyler dark Perry.
Comedy. Oh, like
no,
the
dark
oh,
comedy.
Like,
dark
the, like comedy. The Royal Tenenbaums? Was it dark comedy?
No, it's more hipster
oh, is
comedy.
It? Oh, it seems
it's hard to
me.
Explain.
Adam's Family?
No, that's shitty comedy.
Well played, sir.
Anthony Lane of The New Yorker says, I would be more amused if the topic of rich material girls had not been worn to a thread elsewhere.
Hmm.
I don't know what that means.
Me neither.
It's overdone, is what he's saying.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that's what I agreed with.
This is 2004. Is it overdone in 2004?
Yes.
Probably. All right.
Stephen Gradenos of Decent Films Guide says, though better written, better acted, and with more wit and subtlety than your average teen flick, the atmosphere in Mean Girls with its promiscuous sex and, well, meanness makes it almost as nasty to sit through as these girls are to each other.
I agree. I would agree with that one, too.
You liked the movie. What the hell?
But it was a proper review.
Yeah. Good reviews.
Okay, let's hear this one.
Jessica Winter of Time Out. I don't know what that is. Happily, Faye and Waters gently tweak the studio's usual high-gloss caricature of adolescence and aim for acutely hilarious and surprisingly empathetic sociology.
Is she using words just to put in there for the sake of...
No, she's sleeping with Tina Fey.
Oh.
Peter Rayner of New York Magazine says, a smart little teen picture that, for a change, actually features recognizable teens. Not really positive.
Lie!
It's just...
It doesn't seem positive either.
The reviewers of Urban Cinephile says, a lively and upbeat teen comedy that grapples with us with social dynamics. Mean Girls is fresh, spicy, and laden with plenty of tang.
Tang?
Tang? It's like sour but sweet.
You know, it's that drink that the space astronauts.
Yeah. Hey, Hollywood, drink. What was that one movie? Easy A, I think it was called?
With Emma Stone?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I heard that was a
Emma
good
Stone.
One.
That's a good one. Yeah. I like that one, Adam.
Would I?
Yes.
All right.
I hear that's a good one. I'm not.
I'll let you. I have it on my computer. I'll let you.
All right. I'm not a person to say that each movie is like from your subgenre that you love.
Right.
Is a horrible movie. Some of them are actually pretty good. I'm just saying that this one.
Not this one.
No, not this one. No.
I saved the best review for last.
Oh, let's hear this one.
Right. Roger Ebert of the Chicago Sun-Times says, will teenage audiences walk out of Mean Girls determined to break with the culture of cliques, gossip, and rules of popularity? Not a chance. That's built into high school, I think. But they might find it interesting that the geeks are more fun than the queen bees, that teachers have feelings, and that you'll be happier as yourself than as anybody else. I guess the message is you have to live every day as if you might suddenly be hit by a school bus.
Ah, yes.
Wow, I just got chills from that.
Yeah, that's Ebert, the best movie critic ever.
So weird. He gave the movie a life lesson?
That's his life
lesson. It's supposed to be a life lesson, but not for people that are in that age group.
Because they won't understand.
Yeah, it's above their head.
We'll over their head? Sudden nuances and stuff that's in a movie.
Yeah. Mm.
Would you like to hear trivia?
Yeah. Sure.
Amy Poehler, who plays Mrs. George, is only 7 years older than her on-screen daughter, Regina George, played by Rachel McAdams.
That is nuts.
Yes. The skirts for the Christmas talent show are made of plastic. The costume designer says they were made of that fabric to represent the plastics.
All right.
I can see that, though. It's very shiny.
Yeah.
As I mentioned earlier, this movie is based upon the book Queen Bees and Wannabes, helping your daughter survive cliques, gossip, boyfriends, and other realities of adolescence by Rosalind Wiseman, even though it is a nonfiction parental self-help guide with no narrative at all. So that's where Tina Fey had to come from. Create a story on her own.
Got it.
You ever wonder why Tim Meadows had a cast on his hand besides the carpal tunnel?
Masturbation?
Tim Meadows broke his hand before shooting and had to wear a cast. So the explanation that his character, Mr. Duvall, had carpal tunnel was added.
Okay.
And the last bit of trivia. In the book upon which the movie is based, the most popular girl in school is given a title, which is the Queen Bee. In the movie, the character who fits that description is named Regina, which is queen in Latin.
Oh.
You little trivia.
All right. Very cool.
Rotten Tomatoes. Part of the show where I make the guys guess the score on Rotten Tomatoes.
All right.
Whoever gets closest wins.
The points don't matter.
Would you like to guess?
Critics first.
The audience or the critics first?
Critics, yeah.
All right. Critics?
Mm-hmm.
Give me your numbers.
75.
Are you serious?
I hate this move.
That's not... But no, that's
5. No, 35.
What they would guess, not what you would guess.
All right, 35.
All right.
Critics, I'm going to say 75.
Adam?
I'm going to say 82.
83%.
Oh! Boom shakalaka.
Fresh, according to the critics. Fresh.
All right.
Wow.
Now to the audience.
I was giving it just under fresh.
All right.
Audience.
Audience. Oh, jeez.
I'll go 78 for the audience.
I'm going to go 80.
Okay. I'm sticking hard with 35.
Okay. 66, my old baseball number.
Oh, all right.
Still fresh. Not as high as the critics.
I think I'm biased.
So the critics like it more than the audience. I'm shocked.
Yeah, I was shocked too. I thought the audience would like it more. Yeah, that's why I went higher.
Interesting.
Well, think about it this way. I mean, like Siskel.
My credentials are not good enough.
Was it Ebert or Siskel?
Ebert.
The one I just read?
Yeah.
It was Ebert.
Yeah. Well, Ebert did use a quite interesting way of saying how things tie in together, which is a nice sub,
But you think Rotten Tomatoes is more based off of what he thought because he's like the creme de la creme of
that's critics? I guess it's possible.
It's like, if Ebert liked it, maybe I ought to look at it again before I actually rate it.
It's quite possible, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Because I know that these aren't done at one specific time. They're done over course periods.
Yeah.
That's our show. Next week, we already have our new movie picked.
Oh, yeah.
We've done Stallone in Tango and Cash and Over the Top.
Yep.
We done My Boy Russell.
Yep.
And Over the Top. We did Bruce Willis.
My boy.
A non-action movie. Death Becomes Her, which is coming soon.
Right.
And now we're going the route of Van Damme.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
The muscles from Brussels.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be watching 1991's Double Impact, where he plays two characters.
Yes.
And it is available to stream on Amazon. And Adam, how do you get to Amazon?
If you want to go to Amazon, first go to our website, ratpackpodcast.com. On the right side of the page there, we have a banner. Click on that first and then do all your shopping. And then we get a kickback. Doesn't cost you a penny more, but we get some benefits as a way to support the show without spending any extra money.
It's $2.99 for the instant stream, so it's cheap.
All right.
It's just like double the cost of a Redbox. Or if you want to buy the movie, it's $10 on Blu-ray.
All right.
Adam, I have a question.
Yes, yes, Maestro.
Whenever you speak for Amazon, is there a click, like a switch in your head where you literally just press play and that whole bit goes again?
No, I'm speaking from the soul here. This is within the heart. I just feel it.
Of Amazon.
I feel Amazon inside of me. And that sounded weird.
And to give you a little preview of next week's movie, Double Impact. This is the type of movie we're watching.
All right.
This is the tagline. One packs a punch. One packs a piece. Together, they deliver. Double impact.
Yeah.
Because he's playing himself. Well, he's playing twins.
I wonder, do you get paid double for that?
Oh. Are we paying this guy?
No, we're not paying him. But as an actor.
We're paying that guy.
Oh, you mean like Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Jean Van Damme.
Does he get played, like, if he got paid $10 million, just thrown out, $10 million for playing, but he's playing two characters, does he get $20
million? That's my question. I don't think so. Probably not, huh?
Only if he changes the name, I think.
Wait, is he playing the same
character? Make this check out to Jean-Claude. Make this one checked out to JVC.
Yeah.
Or JCVD.
That's what it is. Yeah. Whatever it is.
And if you have your ABCs?
Yeah.
Yes.
If you have any requests, what's the email?
Send us emails at spoilers@ratpackpodcast.com.
Yes.
Those are for recommendations. Anything you want us to watch? Try not to make it Sandler. Please. We'll watch it. Yeah. We'll watch it, but try not to make it Sandler.
Please.
And beware.
Critique anything.
Beware. Out of one of us, if you request a movie and you don't want us to destroy it, don't request it, because I guarantee you at least one of us will eventually destroy that movie for you.
That's why it's called spoilers.
Absolutely. And or make you look at it in a different light completely. Right.
And the holiday season's coming up, so maybe you can request some holiday movies.
What, for Thanksgiving?
Home Alone!
For Christmas.
Oh, Home Alone.
It's coming up. So
Let's do Home Alone.
Maybe we could watch. Home Alone is a good Christmas movie.
Yes. All right.
Die Hard is technically a Christmas movie.
Let it snow.
Maybe we could do Jingle All the Way. Put the cookie down! Now! There's so many you can choose from. Scrooged is a good one.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Very good.
So if you have any Christmas movie requests, throw them in now so we can set them up for the holiday season.
For December.
Are there any Thanksgiving movies that exist?
I know there's a couple where they involve Thanksgiving.
There's a horror movie, Adam, you would hate called Thanksgiving, about a killer turkey.
Oh, my God. It's already a horrible title.
How about a movie that's Vince Vaughn, Four Christmases or something like that?
Yeah.
That's
a Christmas one. Movie.
Yeah.
With Reese
Witherspoon.
Yeah. That one.
I got it.
Her also.
Nailed it. Crushed it, as Fat Amy would say.
Right.
Let's be honest.
All right.
All right, guys. There it is. I want everybody to thank Mary for making us watch Mean Girls.
Thank you, Mary.
Love you, Mary. This is Hollywood.
I'm Maestro.
Adam.
I'm Cowboy. Can't see me in my black skin. Number one question they asking. Fucking be questioning you asking. If I don't get ran at my Catholics, it goes to conservative Baptists. Claiming I'm overreacting like the black kids in Chirac, bitch. Bow in the morning, and I'm zoning. They say I'm possessed. It's the omen. I keep it 300. Like the Romans, 300 bitches. Where the Trojans, baby, be living in the moment. I've been a menace for the longest, but I ain't finished. I'm devoted, and you know it, and you know it. So follow me, y'all, 'cause this shit about to go.